Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Sitka fellow Lauren Wimmer. She is a playwright and has been working on a play all summer with the Sitka Fellows program, and an absurdist playwright. So what, Lauren, what are absurdist plays?
Yeah, I actually just looked at
the description recently, and it looks like it is described as bizarre or nonsensical. And also the other definition that came up was that human life is meaningless. So it's very interesting to call my work absurdist and like actually really think about those descriptions. Mm-hmm. But I think that what I love about absurdist work, some absurdist playwrights, for example, are Beckett and Ionesco, is that the message of it, you kind of have to dig in a little deeper. It might seem a little bizarre on the surface, but once you really delve in, you can really understand what the meaning of it truly is.
And tell us a little bit more about the specific play you've been working on this summer.
Yeah, I've been working on a play called The Originals. It is about this college-age woman who comes home to find that her dad has replaced her with a baby doll, and it's like a very real-looking baby doll, not like the baby dolls we have as children, as toys, mm-hmm. Which is actually a very real thing that exists. Adults get these very real-life-looking baby dolls, and I just thought that was very interesting. And then I was also interested in nomadic women, so I wrote something that I thought would maybe be a second play about a nomadic woman traveling around picking up hitchhikers. And it just so happened that I was thinking both these plays could just be one play, because they very much deal with the similar themes of parenthood, of what it means to be a parent and look at a child and think of all the possibilities. What happens if that child is not living up to their greatest potential, and what does that really mean? So I really felt like piecing them together was actually really fun. So it definitely does shift in tone in the second half, but I think that's really exciting.
So the young woman who comes home to discover her father has a baby doll, she's living the nomadic lifestyle.
It's a different woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a different woman, and it's very, I like plays that kind of surprise you. You know, you're not really sure what's going to happen next. I find that's really exciting. So halfway through, we see this new woman we have not seen on stage before. And we don't see the woman that we saw earlier in the play. And it's in a very different tone. I feel like that's, you know, to me, like if I was in a theater, I would be like very excited by that, because, you know, it doesn't really play into the naturalistic, you know, play form.
And you've also been working on an opera collaboration this mm-hmm. summer. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I am collaborating with another grad student at Carnegie Mellon in their music department, and he is a composer, and we met and discussed different possibilities of operas that we could do. And I think a common theme that we kept coming back to is this idea of the way that we look at people and how we have an idealized image of them in our head, but and versus who they actually are. So this opera is very much in flux right now. And we're meeting right when I get back from school next week. So it might change. But that's very much the theme that we are really exploring. So it's going to be like a one-act opera. So that's going to be really great.
And does that change your writing, knowing that you're working with and writing music? Are you writing the lyrics? Then, of course, it's an opera. So how does that change your writing process?
It's actually really great, because you always have someone to share your work with. It's not that I'm just writing for myself or doing rewrites for myself. I have somebody I can say, oh, here's some rewrites I did, or here's the idea that I had. And that's always really comforting, because playwriting can be a very solitary process. I've been very lucky to have, you know, directors and dramaturgs and even artistic directors be interested in my work and to be able to say, you know, this is what I'm thinking. You know, can you take a look at it? And that's a really comforting feeling.
And you're in your second year of grad school. Is that a two-year or a three-year program?
It's a two-year program. Some programs are 3 years. Ours, we say, is like a three-year program truncated into 2 years, which is actually very exciting, because you don't really have a chance to really rest. You just always have to constantly make work. So that's really been great.
and your thesis play. That will be the big piece of work, I'm guessing, that you make in this process. What can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, that's also very much in flux because it does go up in November. So basically, at my school, we proposed an idea for a play that we want to do. So I had a proposal and it wasn't really accepted. So then I had another proposal and it was to do a play about the support group for people who are terrified to die. So and that was like, you know, there's a lot of interest in that. So I've been working on a play that deals with that. And I also found that through this play, it's also dealt with like what it really means to be a friend to someone else, and this idea of friends. So it's turned into something very exciting, I think. So it's not just about death. It's also about loneliness, but it's a comedy. So,
and that just makes me think, you know, I had a friend who did a story, a journalist who did a story about death cafes in the Bay Area. So this is kind of that idea, support groups for people who are afraid to die. And that's sort of a subculture, as well as people who have adults who keep and treasure baby dolls, right? So can you tell me, you incorporate subcultures into your writing, and can you tell me about that and the other themes that kind of seem to present themselves in your writing?
Yeah, that's why, you know, I call my plays absurdist, but there's also like very much these real, you know, obsessions with these things. And I'm always interested on people in the periphery that we don't really acknowledge are really there, and bringing it to the surface. And it's just been really interesting whenever I've had a play produced, like I had a play that dealt with like a divorce party, or like when I've had, you know, been working on this play about the baby dolls, people don't feel like it's an actual thing that exists, but it has existed for, you know, a very long time. It's just something that, you know, isn't very common. So I'm always really interested in those themes.
And if Sitkins are interested in seeing some of your work, they actually do have an opportunity coming up this week, Open Studios on Thursday evening from 6 to 9 at Otis Theater. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening at Open Studios on Thursday night?
Yeah, so from 6 to 9, it's going to be a celebration of all of the work that we've done this summer. We are all from different disciplines. We have a radio producer, we have illustrators, and also a fiction writer, an investigative journalist, and myself, a playwright. So we all are presenting our work and also our process throughout the night. At 7 p.m. will be a formal presentation of readings, but from 6 to 7 and even after the presentation up until 9 p.m., there will be mingling to look at a lot of the illustrations and more of the work that isn't necessarily going to be read for an audience.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've been speaking with the playwright Lauren Wimmer. She is a Sitka Fellow this summer. And this week on Thursday evening from 6 to 9, Open Studios, you can see her work and the work of all of the other fellows we've spoken to this summer here on Raven Radio. That's Thursday night, 6 to 9 at Otis Theater. And the presentation is at 7. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Lauren.
Yeah, thank you for having me.